Change is afoot at Uncle Larry's Bar on Main Street in Sackville after a new owner took over this past May. CHMA stopped by to meet the new owner and find out what's changed in the Main Street Bar.
My name is Matthew Bugley. Originally, I'm from Amherst. For the past 10 years, I had worked away in British Columbia and Alberta. I was laid off and decided to take the opportunity to spend a few years with my son, who was 2 at the time, so I could be around and not miss any important milestones. And I figured it along the way. And after meeting with Larry, this kind of just fell in my lap. So once again, here we are.
What, you know, brought you to this place of new ownership of Uncle Larry's?
I've known Larry for quite a while, probably a decade or more. And I had bumped into him one day and we were just catching up. And he asked me what I was up to. And I told him I'd wanted to be in the area and I was looking at maybe purchasing a business. And he said, well, I'd consider selling you my bar. So I came over with him a few evenings and looked some things over and thought we could make it work. And here we are today.
Tell me about you guys. When did you take over the business? And you know, what kind of changes have you been putting into place since then?
So I had taken over at the end of May. And since then, we had cleaned it up quite a bit. We brought in a new ice machine, all new glassware. We just painted and we're going to make some more renovations. Hopefully within the next 4 to 6 weeks, we'll have some more furniture coming to provide more seating. And we changed all of our drink specials and priced them accordingly. And we're looking forward to making new renovations moving forward as well.
And one of the things people might have noticed is that, you know, you've had some live music in here, which it's been a while since there was live music in this space. But tell us about your plans there.
So we've been working with Casey, and he works within the music department at Mount Allison University and has a music background. And we'd asked him to host an open mic for us. And I thought it had gone great. So I think we're going to work with Casey more moving forward and book more gigs with him. He's more than willing to sing himself as well. But if anybody wants to come down and sing, bring a guitar or whatever you'd like and fill up some spots and have a great time. And we're looking to do more live music moving forward because I think it's a great opportunity.
You're bringing in DJs and other kinds of entertainment as well, right?
Right. So we're working with a DJ group out of Moncton, and we're bringing them in this Saturday, the 28th, for our Halloween party. I believe it's the first time there's ever been a DJ in the space, and I'm hoping it goes really well because it's something that we would like to continue doing maybe every second week moving forward, depending on how it goes this Saturday.
You tell us a bit about the operation here. How many people are working with you, and you know, what kind of hours are you running and that sort of stuff?
So we currently have 8 employees. And 2 of them are our bouncers. Everybody's fantastic. I'm happy with everybody. We're learning as we go. They're all doing a great job. We used to be open from noon at 12 until midnight throughout the week and 2 a.m. on the weekends. And we changed our schedule to open at 10 a.m. every day because why not?
Oh, you're already in the building, so you figure you might as well be open?
Yes, that's right. So I come over myself and I work most mornings. Gives me something to do, and I really enjoy the Sackville area and the people of Sackville, so it gives me a chance to chit-chat and meet new people.
Okay. If you were to describe the bar that you want to create here, you talked about, you know, doing some changes with the physical thing, the programming that's going on. Describe the sort of vibe that you want to create here.
I'm looking for something that we can kind of make our own. And I really want to focus on more live music because I think Sackville is a great area for live music and everybody seems to enjoy it very much so. Along with maybe doing DJs more and maybe start hosting the odd theme night here or there. We're definitely open to suggestions on what we should do for theme nights or any suggestions at all whatsoever. But the overall atmosphere we're looking for is a friendly, fun, clean, and good spot just to hang out.
Have you had reaction from some of the Uncle Larry's regulars or any new customers so far?
We've had a lot of suggestions, which is why we're going to try a DJ. And everybody seems to be quite happy with the changes that we are making.
All right. Well, so what's your pitch for your average Sackvillian? Should they pop in and say hi?
That would be great if they could pop in and say hi. I think everybody would be very surprised with the changes that have been made and the atmosphere, how it's changed overall. And I'd love to see everybody come down and say hello.
That's Matthew Bugley, new owner of Uncle Larry's Bar on Main Street in Sackville. Bugley says he is expecting new furniture in any day, and the well-used pool table will be finding a new home. He also says that a new name for the bar may be in the works and that he's open to ideas.